The federal government's planning a major counter-terrorism and security upgrade for regional airports, which is expected to be announced in the next few weeks. The ABC understands the changes will include mandating more scanning of passengers and baggage at both regional and some remote airports. But regional airlines and operators are concerned the looming changes could threaten the viability of some services. Here's our political reporter, Melissa Clark.
Earlier this year, a terrorism plot to smuggle a bomb aboard a flight at Sydney Airport was thwarted. It prompted the federal government to reassess airport security, and regional airports were identified as a weak link. Around 170 have been reviewed to see if more identification checks are needed or more screening of passengers and baggage. Currently, there's no mandatory screening of passengers when a plane weighs less than 20 tonnes. In some regional airports, there are carriers flying larger jets that have to scan their passengers, while competitors with smaller jets flying exactly the same routes don't have to. Passengers can then arrive at major capital city airports unchecked. The ABC understands this will be altered under the changes to be announced, and full body scanners may be introduced to some of the larger regional airports. Aviation security consultant Roger Henning says whilst extra scanning may be a prominent security measure, there are other problems.
You can scan their bags, but if you want to put a bomb on board, you can still do it. You just put the parcel in as air freight, hand it over the counter, it goes on the aeroplane, it then goes to wherever the destination they're heading for. It's a schmozzle.
The newly appointed Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, is expected to announce the changes in January as transport safety issues have been absorbed into his new mega security portfolio. The opposition infrastructure and transport spokesman, Anthony Albanese, says it can't just be viewed as a counter-terrorism issue.
One of the concerns that has been expressed by the aviation sector is that the move from the Office of Transport Security into the Department of Home Affairs might lead to there being a lack of just awareness of the way that aviation actually functions in practice. So we need to make sure that with this move, that expertise is not lost.
The concern is that new regulations come with a hefty price tag, and greater costs to owners and operators of regional airlines and airports could threaten the viability of services.
I'd be concerned that a number of regional airports that operate at very low margins now, that are run by the local governments in particular areas, and provide essentially a lifeline to the economy of those regional cities by giving access to the capital cities on a daily basis.
Aviation security consultant Roger Henning agrees. He says the security concerns facing major airports are very different to the safety issues regional and remote airports need to tackle.
It's a security risk, but not a terrorist security risk. It's a risk that something will go wrong. An incident will involve an aeroplane.
Basic upgrades would go a long way to improving pilot and passenger safety, according to the Royal Flying Doctor Service. One of their operations managers, David Charlton, says proper fencing for smaller airfields would not only keep people out of secure spaces, but would also keep wildlife out.
From a security perspective, you know, consider wildlife quite a significant threat, and constantly throughout the year, we're taking measures to avoid, you know, large wildlife on runways and within airfield perimeter areas such as kangaroos and other animals. And at least once or twice a year, we have an event, you know, relating to wildlife that not only presents a threat to aviation safety in terms of passengers, staff and patients, but also to the aircraft, because we lose use of those aircraft for a significant period of time whilst they're repaired.
It's not just at dusty airfields in the outback. Wildlife has been a problem for airports such as the Sunshine Coast, Essendon, Taree and others on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The Royal Flying Doctor Service sees fencing as critical infrastructure.
you can't add additional security protocols until you've got the basic fencing requirements met. So it certainly appears to be a good place to start.
But even if more money is provided for upgrades, there's the question of ongoing funding for maintenance and upkeep. Many of the nation's small airports are run by local councils, which have limited resources. They're nervously awaiting the announcement. AM has approached the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, but he has declined to comment.
Political reporter Melissa Clark.